Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
87 for the high today. Yes, please, with a lot of sun. Got a message from a listener by the name of Ashley from East Rochester who says she is broken up over the fact that her daughter asked if she loves her phone more than she loves her. Well, if that doesn't scream, I have a problem.
Not sure what does.
Would love some help on this one this morning. 585-252-9800. I don't think there is too many people whose kids have made mention of their terrible phone habits. It's usually the other way around. Ashley wrote in and was like, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thanks for getting back to me. So if any other parents have been through this, I was wondering what steps you took. I'm a mom of a 9-year-old. Lately, my daughter has started pointing out how often I'm on my phone, and she's asked if I love my phone more than her. And it stings. I didn't realize how obvious it was to her. I want to be a good role model and spend quality time with her, but I'm just trying to juggle work, messages, and everything else on there. And I won't lie, I'm also the occasional TikTok scroller.
Sure.
I can't help it sometimes. How do I balance it? I want to be a good role model and show her that she's the most important thing, but I don't want to just shut everything off and miss important stuff either.
Right.
Has anyone else dealt with this? How did you balance the phone without making your kid feel ignored? You got to just have
hard.
A certain time between 6 and 8. You got to shut it down.
Yeah. You need designated screen-free time.
Or to balance it out, throw an iPad in their face. That way they don't feel left out.
I wouldn't recommend. Would not recommend.
I feel like in the last couple of days I've been giving really good advice on this show.
Horrid advice.
You just gotta take advantage of that.
Everyone's like, "Oh my god, what's happening?" No, I listen, I think that people struggle with this no matter what age they are. Whether they're having a relationship or a problem in a relationship they're in with a partner or a relationship like a parent, you know, daughter, son, child relationship. It's hard to balance the screen time because we all are so addicted to our phones.
It is really tough. It's like we talk about all the time. I catch myself doing it every single day. I'll be scrolling through Instagram. I will shut it down, put my phone down, pick it up 15 seconds later and open up the same app.
It's crazy.
Like, what am I doing?
It's insane.
You're not even thinking about it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like 17 times a day. It's sad and crazy. But
and a while back, we went through our settings on our phone and we checked our screen time and how long we looked at these screens and how many times we picked it up in a 24-hour period. And I think you were up to what, 11 hours in one day? for screen time, Bruce?
No, 11 hours is crazy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, it wasn't. Oh my God, you're making me look bad.
Let's get over to Julie that says, I get that this mom feels bad, but let's be real. Phones are how we function now. I'm not ignoring my kid. I'm managing my life, and I'm not going to feel guilty for not staring at her every second.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I love that this mom's taking the phone side.
Literally. She's like, it's not my fault. Yeah. And listen, when it comes to your kids, they are a sheer reflection and mirror of you. So whatever you do, they're going to do too. And you're not going to like it when they get older and ignore you, because they're just going to turn around and be like, well, this is what you did to me. So I learned from the best.
Yeah, that's very true. As they get older, you're probably going to miss that attention from them because they're going to show you none. There was a girl that came to the Dairy Queen last night. Must have been like 13, 14 years old. She didn't lift her head up from her phone once.
Wow.
Even when she was having a full-on discussion with her mom. I was like, that's wild.
She like had no idea they were even at Dairy Queen.
No, she had no idea. She's like, I'm so hungry. She's like, look up. There's food. It's right under your nose. Let's go over to Meg. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 7-year-old once said, you're always looking at that glowing thing. And I started doing phone-free dinners after that. Kids definitely will notice when you're ignoring them. One suggestion is said, yeah, you got to set no phones between 6 and 8. That's the rule. And it's definitely hard at first, but my kids noticed it, and they noticed it fast. They actually started opening up more when they noticed I wasn't always staring at my phone.
Yeah, they probably felt safer to do so. You know?
Yeah, no, of course. Like you're actually engaged and paying attention.
Correct.
Kind of like when I talk to you and you're on your phone and you're not looking up to me and engaging in the conversation.
You do that to me literally all the time too. I'm like, how are you? What's been going on? 15 minutes later.
What?
never mind. I don't care anymore.
Chris, we've moved on. Let's go over to Chris. If you guys are just tuning in for parental, Ashley from East Rochester said it was a gut punch. Her 9-year-old came to her and said, do you love your phone more than you love me? Could you imagine?
That's so tough.
Phones aren't going away. Instead of panicking, I say we teach our kids what balance looks like. I have a teenager, and trust me, in a few years, it's them who won't look up from their phones.
Yeah.
So if you're still getting called out by your 9-year-old, that's a win. At least she wants your attention, unlike mine.
Yeah.
That's really
sad. That's very true. Unfortunately, that is the truth of the matter. And I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before, but like with my mom, I feel like people in their 50s and 60s can't multitask on their phone. Like when they're on their phone, they're locked in.
That's it.
There's no outside noise. They are locked into that iPad.
It's funny.
It's so crazy. Sorry, not to cut you off. It's so crazy that you kids nowadays start their life with an iPad.
Yeah.
And then end their life with an iPad. It's every old person has an iPad. Not that my mom's old.
Well, I mean, who knows what these kids are going to end their lives with in 50, 60 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
70 years. God knows what technology is going to come up. But I remember like right before my parents got iPhones, my dad was constantly on me. About you guys are so glued to your phones. I'm like, well, when you get one, you'll understand.
Right.
He got an iPhone.
He's obsessed.
He's obsessed.
He's obsessed.
And then let's go over to
loves
our friend.
Loves a Candy
here.
Crush moment.
Good morning, guys. This woman needs to get the book by Catherine Price called How to Break Up with Your Phone. It's a 30-day detox on how to wean yourself off the phone, and it's a really good way to become less addicted. And yes, I'm speaking from experience. All right, so this is a How to Break Up with Your Phone, The 30-Day Detox by Catherine Price.
Wait, I have that book. Never read it, but I have it.
No way.
Yeah, I do. I genuinely do. Never read
Who
it.
Who gave that to you?
I bought it when I was going through a crisis. Yes. Yes, I can literally take a picture of it when I get home.
So why didn't you ever get around to it?
You
bought it for a reason. You never read it?
It's literally in my bedside drawer. I need to read it. Every year, I'm like, I'm going to read this. Never read it.
Yeah, you got to read it.
Yeah.
You read how to what's the toxic relationship book that I have in my desk drawer upstairs?
Oh, yeah. Toxic.
That's been sitting in my drawer for a year. I never read that one either.
Yeah, you should definitely read that one.
I got to page 5.
Right. You should definitely read that one. I read that with my therapist. It was a lot. Oh, Toxic Relationship Recovery was that one. That
yes.
We have. Yeah, guys, maybe we can turn this into a bit because my goal for the year was to read one book. So maybe that's my one book because I have it.
Yeah. And I'll end it with Paul, who says, I have two teenage girls who were obsessed with their phones. Couldn't even have they couldn't even look at you in the eyes when having a conversation. I had to shut it down. No screen time between the hours of 6 and 9, especially before bed, and especially no screen time at the dinner table.
Period.
There are rules in this house.
And that's on period.
Thank you guys for texting in on this one today. And appreciate your message, Ashley. If you guys ever want to reach out, you can do so on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. And of course, 98PXY on our Facebook page to be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98PXY.
Benson Boone coming to CMAC tomorrow for a sold out show. Been waiting a long time for that show. It's PXY Mornings, Moose.
For months.
Moose, Breezy, the community came together in a really huge way yesterday on the Andrew Street Bridge as the search continued for the missing 5-year-old boy, Zajay St. Pierre, who fell into the Genesee River. And the community just kind of rallied together in support of the child's family. Members of the Street Life Motorcycle Club rode through to show their support. And Rochester police have been searching throughout the river using helicopters, drones, boats, I mean, you name it. But the Rochester Police Chief, David Smith, gave an update last night at a press conference and said, at this point, it's a recovery operation. We're just trying to locate this young boy, bring him home so the family can get some sort of closure. But first responders had been searching the Genesee River, and they worked with RG&E just to kind of reduce the water flow from the Mount Morris Dam, just to help divers in their search, even bringing the water flow at High Falls to a near standstill. But since yesterday, they've been working with RG&E to gain approval to reduce that water flow. But sadly, they said they're still unable to locate this young boy with even all of these methods that they've been using. The police chief went on to say, there is video. I have seen the video. This did happen. And I pray to God none of you have to see the video. Mayor Malik Evans urged the community to just kind of support the family and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. But yeah. Rochester police have asked boaters and fishermen to just remain vigilant, study Zajay's face. If anyone could potentially, if they see him or they find him, please know exactly what he looks like. But the family also opened up a GoFundMe to support them during this time. And you can donate to that as well.
It's absolutely horrid.
A horrible story. Coming up on the show, we got a couple of texts coming in for There I Said It. And Sarah just texted in, don't ever ask someone to take their shoes off in your home. If your home is that clean, then don't ask people to come over.
Oh my
there
God.
I said it.
She's pissed.
585-252-9800 is the number. Send us all of your hot takes and unpopular opinions. We're going to get to more of them coming up next on the show.
98PXY is...
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Free and always will be.
Time for There I Said It. 585-252-9800. Do you need to clear the air this morning? We know you do. We sure do. Texts
sure
are coming in right now. Let's get to all of your hot takes, starting with our boy Jim. What's up, guys? Couples who share a Facebook account should legally be required to wear matching shirts that say one of us cheated. There I said it.
Oh my God.
Well
is
said,
that
Jim.
Thing?
That was a good one, Jim. Yes.
The sharing of the Facebook account?
Yes.
Weird.
Hi. Welcome
thing.
To Molly and Matt's Facebook account page.
Look at
awful.
Us on our hike. What?
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. Cheryl's here. She says, I truly believe that some people use religion as a vehicle to just be an ass. There I said it. Yeah.
Yikes.
You got to mask it.
God, you wouldn't want that. You got to mask
it. You've never met him, so you wouldn't know.
I don't know if this is Breezy texting in from her burner phone, but...
I mean, the answer is probably, what's up?
If I hear one more person say we're expecting, when it's very clearly only one of you is pregnant, I'm going to lose it.
It's not we're expecting, it's we are pregnant. We are not pregnant. I am pregnant. You are having a child, but we collectively are not pregnant.
Well, technically, you're not having a child either.
What do you mean?
Me? Like if a guy said that, I'm having a child. You're not having a child.
You are acquiring a child, yes.
Well, yes, you contributed.
I'm acquiring a child. The standard verbiage should be, I am pregnant and he is acquiring a child.
He planted a seed.
Okay.
Right.
Right, of course, yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Let's go over to Lori. I have a college degree, 2 jobs, and I still can't afford a 1-bedroom without a roommate who leaves frozen shrimp in the sink. The system is broken. There, I said it.
I've been that roommate before.
Yes. I mean, this is our old intern, Zach.
I mean, listen.
Or excuse me, Joe.
I just read that blossoming story about the new low-income housing, affordable housing coming to the city. So you might be in luck. Okay.
You suggested that I move into the trunk of my car.
I mean, if you really love your ride that much from Ide, you would put your money where your mouth is.
I do.
That's all I'm saying.
I do. I just, you know, there's not a lot of...
You don't love it that much, though.
There's not a lot of places in there to put a hot plate. And a dresser.
Mine for today is this. I would rather stab my eyes with rusty nails than sit in traffic for more than 10 minutes here in Rochester, New York. The traffic is horrid and something needs to change. There I said it. I live in Rochester, New York. I don't live in LA. I don't live in Long Island.
You would
There's
never.
No reason I should be. It should take me 45 minutes to get from downtown Rochester to Fairport. There's just no reason for it. And even when you are sitting in traffic on 490 and you go to get off, there's more construction. You can't go the back way through Fairport. It is a disaster, and I'm sick of it. I said it.
You would never make it in a big city. You would never.
I can barely make it in this city.
I mean, there's really no traffic. There's traffic.
What are you talking about?
But it only really takes a couple minutes.
2 minutes from here. How would you know there's no traffic? You've never had to deal with the bridge being closed in Fairport. You don't live in Fairport.
You don't
have to deal with 490 getting off at Bushnell's Basin. It's a joke.
Are you telling me I don't ever leave the city? I have nowhere to drive
to? It's not your daily commute.
I have nowhere to go. I've lived in this city for years. I've been stuck in traffic, and it's not that bad. You're being dramatic.
You have no idea. Consider yourself blessed.
Listen, Breezy.
You're rolling the dice at that point.
You're talking to a guy who spent 2.5 hours to go 15 minutes and then only took 10 minutes to get home. That's traffic. 2.5 hours of my life to go 15 minutes. You're talking to the wrong guy.
I don't want any of it. And if I wanted that, I would go live there. But I live here. And that's not how it's supposed to go here. So I'm not really sure why the city thinks that it's okay to just start different traffic endeavors and construction in every pocket of the city.
We're going to make the city beautiful, you guys. Let's make Rochester great again. Let's go over to Jenna. Hot take this morning, but I'm one of those people who believe in participation trophies. By recognizing every child's efforts and involvement, they help reinforce that showing up and trying your best matters. It's about having fun. There, I said it. It's not about having fun. It's about winning. And people like you teach kids to be weak. It's a tough world out there. Did you just hear what Breezy just said? Your kid might have to wait in traffic for a couple of minutes.
I'm going to double down because you sitting here and mocking me, you are going against not only me, but the entire city of Rochester by not having my back. I have 3 texts coming in. I'm sitting in traffic right now on 490. I live in Irondequoit and work in Victor. This is absolutely awful. I missed the first half of my meeting. This person, the zipper merge should be taught to all new drivers. Sitting in a single lane for 3 miles is just not going to work and shouldn't be the standard. The road rage over people being smart enough to use it is insanity. Keep the traffic moving and zipper it up. There, I said
it. Why don't people know how to zipper?
Because they think it's rude. They think it's rude. They think you're cutting it off. It's like, that's not how, oh my God, that's not how that works.
If you talk to any like trooper or cop or any construction worker, they're going to tell you you're going to save a lot more time if you just zipper to the front, because that's how the flow of traffic actually should move.
Correct.
If you're getting in line to just wait, you're going to be there forever. You don't have to do that.
And like,
it's not required.
You thinking that you going on the lane or the path less traveled is rude is actually innovative and smart, and that's what you should be doing. And honestly, at this point, it's a safety issue. So this person says, I leave work early in Victor to avoid the buildup in the basin to get home from Webster. There are so many people backing me. Thank you guys so much. I feel vindicated because my co-host won't vindicate me.
Let's go over to this person. People who wear flip-flops in public should be fined. I'm tired of seeing your crusty-ass toes at the grocery store. There, I said it.
Janine, we have bigger problems. Thank you so much.
Bigger fish to fry here. My husband hasn't looked at me in the eyes for a week, but asked what's for dinner, like we're still pretending.
We love a healthy marriage. We really do.
Oh, that's my favorite one this morning. I absolutely love it. And then let's go over to Emily, who says, how come every person I've ever met who says family is everything has the most toxic families ever? There, I said it.
No, literally.
I don't know.
They're like, family's everything. They're like cursing their mom out. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.